Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Bird Show.
So where was the most inappropriate or how the most inappropriate time to be broken up with or break up with somebody? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Cassie, you want to start us off here?
My sister. I mean, we all have that one friend who, after a while, has questionable taste in men, but you're like, it is what it is. But this guy is a real doozy. They have been seeing each other for a few months now. And officially, 2 weeks before my mother's funeral, he asked her to make it official. The request of going slow was on my sister's behalf. Like, she just wanted to feel things out. Dude is kind of recently divorced. Enough time has passed where she doesn't feel like the rebound. My sister went through a divorce a couple of years ago. So taking it slow, they reach a point. She's like, it's good. We can travel together. Because they did a weekend trip and he asked her, be my girlfriend. And she's like, yes. So she met his kids. She helps them with homework. Like, this is the level that they're at. And this mofo, the week before my mother's funeral, absolutely ghosts her.
After asking to go, like, be official?
Uh-huh. After asking to be official.
Are you kidding?
He complained that he hadn't met her friends. So she's like, cool. I am having drinks with my bestie. We're having a girls' night. Why don't you come grab a drink with us, meet her, hang out, picks a bar 2 blocks from his house, so it's easy for him, tells him the time, 7 o'clock, she texts, hey, you want to come and grab that drink? And he goes, I'm already in bed. And she's like, I'm sorry, I thought we had plans. And he's like, you know, I have an early morning. They had an early morning, which they canceled and rescheduled so he could meet her other friend the next night. And she's like, okay, well, let me know what I can do. You know, help out. We'll catch you next time. And then just stops responding to her completely.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you have to live with yourself.
And this is on top of her other ex who they had a mutual split. It just wasn't going to work out. Their lives didn't align, but they stayed friends. And he held her hand and said, while she was crying, no matter what, I will be by your side through your mother's funeral. You are one of my best friends. Anyone I date is going to have to deal with the fact that we are friends. I am not leaving your side. And he ghosted her too.
What?
And at this point, you might be like, well, the common denominator is your sister. I know these guys. My sister has been nothing but top tier and super emotionally, like, neutral with these relationships, invested, doing everything right, and both of these mofos ghosted her.
What?
And then!
What?
And then!
Oh, shut up.
No, there can't be more. No.
She was a finalist for a huge job at a huge nonprofit, and they ghosted her too! They stopped responding to her emails out of nowhere. Crickets.
Is it possible now?
No, it's not my sister. Don't even.
No, I'm not saying it's your sister. I'm saying that maybe the universe is giving you breaks now, and it is now on your sister.
Actually, what I told her is the same thing, delusional thing that I've been telling myself, and it's the universe clearing the path for you to get to where you need to be, because if she was still dating this guy and a great job popped up, maybe she wouldn't have taken it, right? So maybe if she took the other job, she wouldn't be where she needed to be to meet the love of her life down the line. So I think the much healthier mentality to look at it so you don't murder somebody is the universe works in mysterious ways. God works in mysterious ways, whatever you want to believe, and it is clearing a path. But if I see that mofo, I punch him in his damn face.
I bet.
The week before, like, fake it, man. Fake it. The only ghost we should be dealing with that week is my mom.
Don't do it. I knew you were going there. I knew someone was going to say it.
Good morning, Brian. You are on the Bird Show. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. All right. We are looking for the worst timed breakup.
This was, I was 22, so 13, 14 years ago. I was dating a girl.
for less than 6 months. She had a brain condition where her brain was basically too large for her skull, creating a lot of medical issues, obviously. But she had to go back to Texas to have brain surgery to get that kind of fixed. And I kind of ghosted her after she left Georgia.
Oh my God.
You're calling yourself out. So
I know. It's embarrassing. It was definitely a low point in my life. And I thought we weren't together for that long, but she was entirely dependent on me, like, in every sense of the way. It was too much for me to handle. It was, like, definitely like that. And I handled it very poorly.
Brian, is this your way of, like, cleansing your soul?
A little bit.
Don't call us. Call Jesus.
Did you gaslight her also when she got out of surgery and go, I don't know who you are. We never dated.
No, I didn't do that. I actually still had her cat. And she came back to get it.
You still had her cat?
She left her cat with me.
Okay, so you...
Careful, if she wasn't able to...
Take care of it. Yes. All right. What was that interaction like with her post brain surgery, knowing you had ghosted her, but we're still holding on to her cat?
Honestly, I wasn't expecting her to show up. It was a knock at my door one night after, and this was like, 6 or 8 months after she had left.
So 6 months after brain surgery, she comes back to get her cat, and you just get a knock on her door, on your door, and it's her.
Yep. And I go into, I greet her warmly, and she's just ice cold, hates me.
Yeah.
Still to this day, I believe, hates me, rightfully so. But,
well, boy, did she overreact, huh?
6 months later, she's like, oh, I forgot I had this cat.
That's a very impressive confession, but it does make me want to do this. Thanks for calling, Brian. You have been cleansed, okay?
Yeah, it really felt like Brian needed to get that off his chest.
He did, man. He did. And we weren't even offering money this morning.
No. We have none left.
Hey, Tana, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. Okay, so I got broken up with, I was living in California for like a year with my boyfriend, and he broke up with me at 2 a.m. on Valentine's Day, and I was like dead asleep. He came home from work and broke up with me, so I had to pack up my whole life and then move back home to Georgia all on the same day.
What? Oh, no.
Was it out of the blue? Were you completely blindsided?
I would say it was blindsided, but like there were just things in the relationship. He was like so, I don't want to call something crazy, but he was controlling. Like he would yell at me for like taking ice out of the freezer the wrong way. So they're just red flags. But I was so isolated in California that like it made it hard for me to pack up my whole life and be like the thought of moving back home and doing all that. But yeah, it was. Looking back, it was definitely the blessing that I needed.
Yeah. Wow. I had a breakup on Valentine's Day also. It was over Valentine's Day. The relationship wasn't good, and we were probably both thinking it at some point, but it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it on Valentine's Day. So we go to a restaurant for Valentine's Day night dinner. The wine comes. We start drinking, and argument breaks out in the middle of the restaurant, and we broke up in the middle of the restaurant on Valentine's Day.
Stop.
Yeah, man.
Oh, but you know what restaurants do on Valentine's Day? They cram in more tables. So you're basically eating dinner with the people next to you because you're like on top of each other.
Yep.
So your breakup, I'm sure, was experienced by every table around you.
For sure. Allison, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, worst timed breakup.
Oh, I'm sorry. So this was like 15 years ago. I was 18. Me and my boyfriend had been together for 3 years at that point. He was my first. And I went to his dorm. He was in college, like an hour away from where we lived. And so I went and spent the night. And he woke up the next morning. He went to class, came back, and I was nude. And he broke up with me, and then I had to get up and get dressed while I was sobbing.
No.
While you're naked.
Who breaks up with somebody when they're naked? Yeah, naked and afraid.
There should be some kind of international law. You have to wait for them to get their drawers on.
Well, when you start Burtopia, you can make that a law.
I am going to make that.
Only clothed breakups.
Allison, I'm sorry, babe.
That's so scarring.
Drive home an hour.
Sam, thank you for calling. Too much pain. Hey, John, good morning. You were on the Burt Show. Worst time to break up of all time.
My ex dumped me before my flight back from seeing her long distance.
after I proposed.
After you proposed?
No.
Yeah.
Damn.
She was from the UK. We had been talking online for over a year, and I decided to fly over there to meet her during Valentine's week as well.
Mm-hmm.
And spent the entire week together. I proposed. She said yes at the time. And as soon as I got on my flight, she texted me and said, this isn't going to work, and then blocked me.
Whoa, so you're on your way back, and that's when she blocks you? What? What is happening?
So I love that John has that he was on the flight home. Now the next one is on the flight there to visit.
Stay away from flights, man. If you want a healthy relationship, don't get on a plane. Hey, Danielle, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I was dating a guy from, I'd known him from high school, and he was in the military, and I was getting ready to fly out to San Diego to see him. We lived in Kansas, grew up in Kansas. And while I was waiting at the airport for my flight, he broke up with me over text.
Dude, you're the worst. He's the worst.
It was awful.
Could he not have done that? I'm just so perplexed by the timing of some of these.
And you were on the plane at this point, or this is right before you got on the plane?
Right before I got on the plane. And, I was in high school, so I had saved, out of high school. So I was saving money. I'd taken time away from college, those sort of things, to go out and visit him for a couple weeks. And, so I was, sobbing, and I called my mom to turn around and come back to the airport to get me.
Bless.
I'm sorry.
I mean, of all the places. All right, one last one. Haley, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt.
Good morning. Okay, the most inappropriate timing or place to get broken up with.
I was on a kayaking trip where it was a big float with tons of people. And my boyfriend at the time was a terrible drunk, and he decided he wanted to have a good time on the river. And it was the last straw for me, so I broke up with him on the river. But we rode together, so I didn't know if I had a ride or not at the end, but it was worth it to me to just figure it out. And this is before Ubers and before GPS.
So you're
great. So,
Haley, you're just floating down the river and you're just like, I can't take this anymore. I'm breaking up with you while we're kayaking.
And then we had to paddle near each other the whole time because same ditch and same foil for about an hour before I got to a parking lot. And I knew my sister was somewhere also on that float that day, but I didn't know if she was still on the river or off. Yeah. So I took my chance.
No, I get it.
Out in the parking lot in silence next to him because he wouldn't leave me alone. And then I got a ride and I left him.
I get it. I've been in relationships where you're like, I just can't take this one more second. And in your mind's eye, you're breaking up with them immediately, but you know it's not the right timing. So you just have to wait a day or two. But I've been in those where I can't take this one more second, even if I want to call you.
Hey, The Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.